Good afternoon. A large storm well to the south and east of Long Island and Cape Cod is producing snow across portions of New England today. The snow will gradually make its way north and west over the state line and into New York State, where a coating up to an inch of snow is possible by the end of the day. But where the snow is steadiest, several inches will accumulate anywhere from central and parts of western New England east toward the coast. In these locations, as much as 3 to 5 inches of snow in the Connecticut Valley, for example, will accumulate by day's end. In these locations, wind will also be a factor, at times gusting over 20, even 30 miles per hour, causing drifting and blowing snow throughout the afternoon and for the evening commute. Afternoon highs will range from the upper 20s to middle 30s. As the storm system departs, upper-level energy will dive in from the Great Lakes tonight. This will keep light snow showers going from time to time through the evening, with more scattered snow showers overnight. Some places could pick up another dusting up to a couple of inches of snow during the overnight period. Temperatures overnight will dip back into the lower and middle 20s. A bit of a break in the action with that storm continuing to move away over the Canadian Maritimes. At the same time, low pressure at the surface will try to get organized in the mid-Atlantic region. So we could have a few snow showers during the day on Tuesday, but nothing that should accumulate more than just a dusting, and temperatures will be back to the lower to mid-30s. As that trough of low pressure establishes itself over the northeastern part of the country on Wednesday, we'll have a better opportunity at more persistent snow showers or even a general light snow that could add up to a couple of inches with highs in the mid-30s. At this point, we'll watch an Arctic front approach with that deep trough of low pressure on Thursday. We'll have the opportunity for some snow showers with that front on Thursday morning and into the afternoon before the wind picks up out of the northwest and starts a drying trend. High temperatures, though, on Thursday will dip back into the middle 20s. Arctic air will continue to pour in on Friday. A weak disturbance may produce some snow showers with highs in the mid-20s. Then behind that disturbance, even colder air and the coldest air of the season, the way it looks now, will arrive for the weekend. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds, a gusty wind, and frigid temperatures on Saturday, only in the teens, with a mix of sun and clouds with highs staying in the lower to mid-teens on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that strong and impressive low moving northeastward off the mid-Atlantic and northeast coast will continue to move to the northeast and spread snow into portions of southern and eastern New England today. The potential for heavy snow at times, amounts of 5 to 10 inches are expected from the eastern half of Long Island northward across southeastern New England, with the heaviest snow across eastern Massachusetts, including Cape Cod, where 8 to 12 inches of snow are possible, with localized amounts exceeding 15 inches. Additionally, the intensity of the low-pressure system offshore will result in winds of 30 to 40 miles per hour along the coast, with gusts as high as 65 miles per hour for portions of southeast Massachusetts, including Cape Cod and the islands. Blizzard warnings have been issued for these locations. The heavy, wet snow and strong winds may result in downed tree limbs and possible power outages. Meanwhile, a complex low-pressure system will move across the Great Lakes today. This system will produce generally light snow across portions of the upper Midwest, but combined with strong winds gusting in excess of 50 miles per hour, blizzard conditions are possible, and blizzard warnings have been issued for north-central Iowa into south-central Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, snow and wind, 1 to 3 inches of snow in the lower 30s. Boston, snow and wind, 3 to 5 inches of snow and highs in the lower to mid-20s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with a few rain showers and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low 16, the record high 52 set in 1925, and the record low 16 below zero in 1950. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with some light snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Light snow tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, snow and wind likely in New England today with a chance of light snow by sunset in New York. Highs in the upper 20s to mid-30s. Light snow tonight with lows in the lower 20s. for the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-30s. Light snow tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, light snow today, especially in New England, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Light snow tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Light snow developing today, especially in New England, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Light snow tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, scattered snow showers, lower to mid-30s. Cloudy with a chance of light snow on Wednesday in the mid-30s. More light snow showers Thursday, becoming breezy and turning colder in the mid-20s. Increasing clouds with scattered snow showers Friday, blustery, cold, mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and frigid Saturday in the lower teens, and staying in the teens with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.